Well, certainly no prizes for guessing the content of this month's show, then. Yes, time to dust off jolly old St Nick and fill you with some musical festival cheer. Well, I've never made any excuses about the choice of music for this programme each year. It's always the most difficult to come up with something different from the usual traditional recordings. But this year, I've got to thank a contributor to the show, Stephen Vincent, who unwittingly gave me an idea which will form the basis of most of the items in the next hour. That idea was to use Christmas music that had, in some way or another, been part of film productions over the years. And for the first of them, we go back to 1944 and the film Meet Me in St. Louis. Who can remember Judy Garland singing to Margaret O'Brien the rather depressing opening lyrics, "Have yourself a merry little Christmas, it may be your last, next year we'll all be living in the past." Well, the lyrics were later changed to be a little more cheerful and positive, and this non-vocal version is performed for us now by Dick Liebert at the Wurlitzer Organ. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, played there by Dick Liebert at Radio City Music Hall. Memories there, of course, of Judy Garland, who later went on to marry the director of Meet Me in St. Louis, Vincent Minnelli. Now, it wouldn't be Christmas if I didn't include something from that delightful cartoon film, The Snowman. But rather than playing Walking in the Air, there was another catchy little number that often gets overlooked. And to play it for us now on the Yamaha organ, here is Glyn Madden and The Dance of the Snowmen. Thank you. Dance of the Snowman, incidentally composed by organist Howard Blake, but performed there by organist Glyn Madden. As I said at the beginning of the show, I owe a vote of thanks to Stephen Vincent for the idea behind this month's Organ First radio show. And so, what better time but to musically travel over to Portugal, where he lives, and enjoy a composition that comes from the 1954 film White Christmas. And before you groan, no, it isn't the film title track, but the one which Danny Kaye and Vera Ellen dance to, namely, The Best Things Happen When You're Dancing. The best things happen when you're dancing, reviving memories there of a beautiful dance sequence that Danny Kaye and Vera Ellen did in the film White Christmas. And again, my thanks to Stephen Vincent for also supplying that track, played on his Yamaha organ. If you've never had the joy of watching Stephen Vincent, that's Stephen spelt with a V, then just pop his name into YouTube and take your pick of videos. Now, when it comes to making a choice of YouTube videos, the contender for possibly having the highest number of uploads on there has to be Mike Reed. By now, over 500 tracks, all performed on his lovely Hammond organ in his home in Florida. Coming up now are two of his favourite tunes, Winter Wonderland and The Christmas Song.
Thank you.
Christmas Song, or, if you prefer the original title, Merry Christmas to You. And that was followed by Winter Wonderland, which, of course, was featured in the 2004 film The Polar Express. And both played there by Mike Reed, just one of his many YouTube video uploads. Now, The Lemon Drop Kid was a 1951 comedy film starring Bob Hope and a blonde bombshell, one of many with that title back then, Marilyn Maxwell. And in it, both artists sing Silver Bells, played now by Reginald Dixon on the Tower Blackpool Wurlitzer. Silver Bells and Reginald Dixon. Perhaps the most obscure film I came across which features a festive offering was another comedy film from 2004 titled Mean Girls, which I understand has something of a cult following and did bring some awards for its main star, Lindsay Lohan. As part of a cabaret sequence, Jingle Bell Rock is featured, though not played as of now, by Lenny D. Jingle Bell Rock, played by Lenny D. And if there's one happy Christmas album that I'd recommend to anyone who wants to get their party off to a lively start, it's the double CD that track comes from. And it's titled, what else but Christmas Cracker, and it's on the Jasmine label. The next track comes to us through the courtesy of Andrew Varley, another regular contributor to these shows and a recording and organ club artist who's always in demand. He reminded me that in the 1970 film adaptation of Charles Dickens' story Scrooge, that one of the tunes that appears in the score is one that he's recorded. And so here is Andrew Varley to play. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, played by Andrew Varley on Yamaha HS8 from a deleted CD he made some years ago. That version of Scrooge was nominated for a BAFTA in the UK, a Golden Laurel Award, 4 Oscars and 5 Golden Globes in the States. Personally speaking, I don't think there'll ever be a better Scrooge than the one played by the late Alistair Sim in the 1951 version. In 2008, there was a television film which contained a number of traditional carols, but it was the film title that lends itself to this next item, made famous, of course, by Andy Williams. Here now to play It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year is Jim Vogelman on Lowry Organ.
Thank you.
Jim Vogelman and The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Now, you'd hardly expect to hear a festive song composed by Sammy Kahn and Jules Stein, written during a Californian heatwave back in 1945, appear in a 1990 film starring Bruce Willis with the title Die Hard 2. Well, vocalist Vaughan Monroe sings Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and our non-vocal version comes courtesy of one of the very few Radio City Music Hall staff organists to ever actually record the famous dual console Wurlitzer in the auditorium of this legendary showplace. His name was John DeTroy, and it was during September of 1972 when he laid this track down. Let It Snow, played by John DeTroy at Radio City Music Hall. Well, from one famous organ to another, in fact, a Moller organ that has been the subject of numerous commercially released recordings. This one is called Christmas at the Fox in question being the one in Atlanta in Georgia, and the resident organist at the time being Larry Douglas Embury. My research shows that there were two films made with the same tune title, and both appear to be released for television, one in 1988 and the other more recent in 2016, the title being I'll Be Home for Christmas. Thank you. I'll Be Home for Christmas, Larry Douglas Embury at the Fox Theatre in Atlanta in Georgia. Well, no programme would be complete without the famous Bells of St. Mary's, which of course comes from the film of the same name, released in 1945 and starring, of course, Bing Crosby. Not many cinema organs could boast a full set of bells, but one that did was the huge Christie organ in the Regal, later Odeon Marble Arch. When the organ was removed, it ended up in a number of barns and buildings in Cornwall, until upon the death of its owner, it was sold to a private individual, and I've no idea who that is or where the organ now resides. My feeling is that one day it will reappear. In the meantime, and with the carillon mechanism having been silenced for much of its life, it was brought back one more time, albeit with the bells being struck by hand by Ernest Hart, who I hope was wearing protective ear mufflers, as down in the auditorium, organist George Blackmore played the famous Christie organ. The Bells of St. Mary's with George Blackmore. And so, once again, my thanks to Stephen Vincent for unintentionally giving me the idea for a show that I hope you found a little bit different. To play us out, here is Jonas Nordwall at the Organ Grinder Pizza and Pipes with a track called Christmas Fantasy. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, my wife Dorothy, and not forgetting Ian King at MSS Studios, it remains for me to say that we all hope that you have a terrific time over the festive period and that you'll continue to listen to Organ First Radio throughout 2018. Happy Christmas, everyone.
been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.